Beginning this Friday, people attending large indoor events in the Denver metro area will be required to have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Last night, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment announced the order, which applies to Boulder, Denver, Adams, Arapahoe, Broomfield, and Jefferson counties. The mandate covers events attended by 500 people or more and applies to concerts, bars, receptions, auctions, and dance halls where people are unseated, and it applies to people 12 and older. Houses of worship are not covered. The order is the latest response to a surge of cases that has the potential to overwhelm the state's hospitals. As of Friday, nearly 1,500 people were hospitalized with the virus, and a limited number of beds were available across the state. In a release from CDPHE, Boulder County Commissioner Claire Levy said that she is grateful for the governor and the state taking this common sense step to slow the spread of COVID. Yesterday, Colorado Governor Jared Polis pleaded with people to get vaccinated. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Polis said that the state's high vaccination rate has meant that drastic measures, such as those taken last year, are not necessary. As of Friday, nearly 80% of those eligible to be vaccinated have received at least one dose in the state. The state, however, is nearing its worst peak of the pandemic. The governor added that it's no longer a pandemic for those who are vaccinated. However, for the unvaccinated, this is the most dangerous time, no matter where you live. The governor did not answer questions about implementing a mask mandate for the state. The University of Colorado Boulder announced Friday that it will no longer allow students, faculty, or staff to opt out of being vaccinated against COVID-19 for personal reasons, other than medical or religious exemptions. The Daily Camera reports that the change in policy is based upon an order by President Joe Biden in early September that requires all federal employees to be vaccinated. Workplaces that receive federal funding like CU Boulder are covered by the order, which does not allow personal exemptions. Students, faculty, and staff in the past were allowed to submit personal exemptions. About 400 employees and 2,000 students had done so, but now they will need to get shots by January 1st or submit an application for a new type of exemption. The state has issued new rules for agricultural workers that are claimed to put Colorado in the top 6 states in the country for overtime conditions. BizWest reports that the Department of Labor and Employment's new regulations include protections against long work days of 12 and 15 hours and revised rules involving water, shade, and extra breaks during heat. According to a release, the rules were made after hearing from workers, employers, and the public. The organization known as Bedrooms Are for People, whose initiative to increase occupancy limits in the city of Boulder was defeated, is now hoping to work with the new city council. In a release issued this morning, Bedrooms Are for People said that they are asking the council to suspend enforcement of the current occupancy limit on unrelated people living together. However, according to the organization, the previous council rejected a recommendation from Governor Polis that municipalities suspend or eliminate restrictions on occupancy during the pandemic. A library in Denver has been renamed for a Native American who was a tireless advocate for American Indians. The library is now named the John Thunderbird Man Emhula Branch, Jr. Branch. The Denver Post reports that Emhula died in April at the age of 91. He was Kiowa and Arapaho and a descendant of survivors of the Sand Creek Massacre in 1864, during which about 200 people were killed by militia from what was then the territory of Colorado. The Branch Library had been named for William Byers, who was the founder of the Rocky Mountain News. The paper defended the massacre and called for the, quote, extermination, unquote, of Native Americans, according to the Denver Public Library. And in related news, the Winter Park Ski Resort in the mountains has acknowledged that it's located on ancestral land of indigenous people. A statement from the park says that it honors the land on which it operates as the homelands of the Northern Arapaho, the Cheyenne, and the Ute. Denverite reports, however, that the statement does not address the genocide or theft of the land and does not explain why the land is no longer possessed by Native Americans. The Native Governance Center, a nonprofit that works to strengthen indigenous nation procedures, said that the past should not be sugarcoated and that terms like genocide, ethnic cleansing, stolen land, and forced removal should be used. The park said that it plans to host events with indigenous people and collaborate with tribal leaders to bring more native youth into winter sports. The weather forecast says it will be mostly cloudy today and breezy with highs in the low to mid-70s and an overnight low of 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s to 70. Right now, it's about 57 in Boulder. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.